I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, March 17th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Paso Robles to hold the public hearing for updating development fees. Traffic control east of Chelan scheduled for this week. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 50 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, slabs, and more. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The Paso Robles City Council will be holding a public hearing in its meeting tonight on updating City Development Service user fees and services. Fees are imposed by the city to recover costs on providing services that are otherwise not provided to those paying to the fee. The city previously approved the user fee changes for public safety, airport, utility, administration, library, recreation, and admin services in September. The second phase to its study on fees is to consider adopting fees for building planning, engineering, and development. Fees proposed to change include residential permits, remodels and additions, public improvement plans, and a review of building plans. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Travelers in both directions of Highway 46 east of Chelan will encounter overnight one-way reversing traffic control this week. Caltrans District 5 announced control will begin tonight at 6 and will go till 6 a.m. on Wednesday. Then control will once again be in effect at 6 p.m. on Wednesday through 6 a.m. on Thursday. Caltrans says travelers can expect delays of about 20 minutes and are advised to allow for extra time in their travels through the area. The traffic control is for crews to continue their construction activities on the Highway 46 corridor. Paso Robles man killed in a head-on collision in Wasco. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. CHP has provided details of a fatal collision involving a Paso Robles man that took place in Wasco this weekend. On Saturday at about 2:30 a.m. east of Curt Road, 20-year-old Gail Salto Fernandez of Wasco was driving eastbound on the 46. CHP says for unknown reasons, Fernandez's 2011 Toyota Corolla went into the incoming lanes, crashing head-on into a Prius driven by 36-year-old Stanley Carbajal of Paso Robles. Both drivers were pronounced dead at the scene. No further information is available at this time. The Paso Robles School District has released its newest issue of Paso Proud, the magazine that highlights the achievements and current ongoings for the district. The issue's stories recognizes the remarkable act of generosity at Kermit King Elementary, where students, staff, and families collected more than 2,300 canned and non-perishable food items for Paso Robles Loaves and Fishes. The issue also includes photos celebrating the opening of the new Paso Robles Aquatic Center, made possible through Measure M. It also goes into detail of the Libretto Conservatory program, where Paso Robles High School jazz students received conservatory-level jazz instructions and mentorship from jazz artists. The magazine can be viewed online, and interested readers can subscribe to have each new issue delivered free to their inboxes. San Luis Obispo County emergency crews responded to a report of a hazmat center of a hazmat incident at the Vitalant Blood Donation Center in San Luis Obispo, 4119 Broad Street. Yesterday morning, reports came in at about 9:42 a.m. of an unknown white powder at the blood bank, and the building was evacuated. Emergency services said there were reports of skin irritation from Vitalant members after they came into contact with the powdery substance last week. A release from officials say the testing revealed the substance was non-toxic, and respondents determined there was no threat to health or safety by noon. The building was cleared to be reoccupied afterwards. In sports for the NBA yesterday, the Spurs beat the Clippers 119-115, the Lakers over the Rockets 100-92, the Warriors beat the Wizards 125-117, the Pelicans over the Mavericks 129-111. Tonight, the Kings will face the Spurs, the Nuggets will go against the 76ers, the Bucks will face the Cavaliers, the Suns will go against the Timberwolves. In California news, in response to the Trump administration calling for Sable Offshore Corporation to restart oil operations off California's coast, State Controller Malia M. Cohen has called for an emergency session of the State Lands Commission. Controller Cohen's press office said she urges the commission to join Governor Newsom and Attorney General Rob Bonta in challenging Sable's reliance on the Trump administration's exercise of authority and to direct staff to terminate the lease if Sable chooses to operate the platform without all required regulatory approvals. A former California Highway Patrol officer was charged with murder on Monday for his alleged role in a crash that left four people dead on the 605 freeway. 24-year-old Angela Rodriguez allegedly slammed his patrol car into another vehicle on a southbound freeway exit on July 20th, disabling the car. Instead of rendering aid, Rodriguez allegedly sat in his vehicle for 3 minutes. A former deputy with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department was sentenced to 63 months in federal prison for helping a cryptocurrency businessman extort a rival and arrange a sham illegal drug possession arrest of another adversary. 44-year-old Michael David Koberg was sentenced to also pay $127,000 in restitution. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, hey, it looks like 64 agricultural groups have cited the impact of the Middle East conflict in a letter sent to two of our nation's largest fertilizer producers, urging them to support the removal of duties on imported phosphate products out of Morocco. The recent Middle East conflict has led to increases in prices of U.S. fertilizer, regardless of actual impact to the U.S. supply, read the letter, which, by the way, was sent to the Mosaic Company and J.R. Simplot. The letter went on to say, "We strongly urge efforts to lower and stabilize prices by renouncing support of phosphate duties incurred through anti-dumping and countervailing duty investigations." If you remember, in 2020, the Commerce Department, acting on a petition by Mosaic, imposed duties on phosphate fertilizers imported out of Morocco and Russia. At the time, Mosaic claimed that unfairly subsidized foreign companies were flooding the U.S. market with fertilizers and selling them at extremely low prices. By the way, the petition was also supported by J.R. Simplot. Boy, oh boy, it continues to get awful interesting here in farm country as we head into another busy spring planting season.
Hi, I'm Kevin Oxner with Oxner Land and Cattle in Kersey, Colorado. On March 21st, we'll be offering a powerful set of performance-oriented limousine and limflex bulls and heifers, including our National Western Stock Show Champion Pen of Three. These cattle are designed to complement British-based cow herds, and they all sell with genomically enhanced EPDs, PAP scores, and a first-season breeding guarantee. Learn more at oakcattle.com and join us Saturday, March 21st, in person or online at dvauctions.com.
California farmers know there's no margin for error when it comes to irrigation. Rising electric costs, an uncertain grid, and aging diesel engines put your yield at risk. Propane-powered irrigation engines deliver high performance with fewer emissions than diesel and reliability the electric grid can't match. Upgrade to propane and earn up to $10,000 by submitting performance data through the Propane Farm Research Program. Learn more at propane.com/farmfunding.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, "Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. After a short-lived increase during the pandemic, California's processing tomato acreage is set to decline for a third consecutive year. The state's tomato processors plan to contract for 9.8 million tons from 185,000 acres this year, down from about 11% of the 11 million tons processors asked for last year, according to a January report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. If processors' intentions remain unchanged, those figures would make the tonnage contracted from growers this year the lowest since 2005, and it would mark the first time in more than half a century that farmers in California plant fewer than 200,000 acres of processing tomatoes. Falling demand comes as a blow to farmers. In recent years, processing tomatoes were one of the few row crops that were generally profitable for growers. It hurts us like I think it probably hurts every other tomato grower. Yolo County farmer Bruce Rominger said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 90s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight with low 50s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 90s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny Monday and Tuesday. Mid-90s Thursday, low 90s Friday, mid-80s Saturday and Sunday, low 80s on Monday, 83 a week from today. Currently, it is 50 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
38 years ago, we opened Stove and Spa Center, and we are old and tired. We finally decided it's time to enjoy retirement. So we're having a huge store-wide sale. That's right, folks. If you've been thinking of getting a stove, insert, or fireplace, now is the time to get one. We have lots of inventories, and it all needs to go quickly. We have wood, gas, pellet units, and they are priced to sell. We have burn models up to 40% off. We also have fireplace screens, grates, steamers, gloves, and other hearth accessories all on sale to move. Don't miss the great opportunity to get items at a great price while supplies last. Stove and Spa Center is closing our doors, so don't miss this incredible store-wide deals. All sales are final and must take possession of product within 10 days of purchase. Come see all the items available to put into your home. Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbrill and Morrill Roads, open Tuesday through Saturday.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Ahead of the open on Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. Dow Jones Industrial Futures up more than 150 points after Monday's big gains. Oil prices have been flirting with $97 a barrel this morning, but things have peeled back a bit. This as Iran continues to attack oil infrastructure in the Middle East. However, the White House claims tankers are moving through the Strait of Hormuz. The pain at the pump deepens. Gas now 8 cents higher, averaging $3.79 a gallon. Diesel prices also surpassing $5 a gallon. And Federal Reserve policymakers will gather today. They'll assess the current state of the economy. However, the Open Market Committee is not expected to cut interest rates at the end of their two-day meeting, which concludes tomorrow. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Frank Lanza, invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
We're here to help.
Hi, I'm Seth Peake.
And I'm Ryan Peake.
And we're the Peake Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peake Painting at peekpainting.com.
Alrighty, St. Patrick's Day, and of course, kind of a tradition at Red Scooter Deli, corned beef sandwich special daily through tomorrow. I'd say the Guinness corned beef on rye topped with house slaw and horseradish cream sauce. It's a local favorite every single year. Again, this is served daily through March 18th. You can order online, redscooterdeli.com, or call 805-237-1780. Mm-mm, good. All righty, email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech, ready to go. And it is brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino and Resort in that way, well, over that way, and that would be known as Lemoore, also known as the perfect Central Valley staycation. That's simple, 238-5775. You can text that, but you know that by now. 238-KPRL to join us on this Tuesday edition. Supposed to be wearing green.
Baby, let's get together. Honey, honey, me and you. Into the things, do the things that we like to do. Do a little dance, make a little love. The morning exchange. KPRL.
All righty. Ready to go, go, go on this St. Patrick's Day. Chris, you don't have anything green on.
No, I don't. Does that mean I got to get pinched?
Pinched, slapped, or kissed? I forget which it is. Do you? I don't remember.
I'm pretty certain it was pinched, although in school we weren't allowed to do any of that either which way.
You couldn't pinch somebody just for the heck of it?
Correct.
I'm sure some kids did.
I'm sure they did.
Which you get yelled at, in trouble, thrown out of class, psychiatrist coming in, or what?
I don't know.
If you did, would you have to be able to go to the wellness room? Something like that?
I just remember thinking that it was kind of silly as a kid, because, like, you know, I understand you don't want kids putting their hands on each other for whatever reason, but it's just stupid, harmless fun. It's St. Patrick's Day.
I don't disagree with that. All right. Let's see here. Got my first snake yesterday. Stepped on him and killed him. How about that? It was a rattlesnake. About 3 rattles. He was, I don't know, maybe 8 inches long, but he was thick. Really thick. And I had my Wolverine work boots from D&J Camping, and I just stepped on his head, and he's gone. He's gone. Right there, just popped out, and see ya. See you later. Not alligator, but see you later, rattlesnake. And I know I'm going to get the email from one of the fine neighbors out there in rattlesnake country. Is Kevin, there, and da-da-da-da. That's all well and good. I understand that. But our cats like to sleep up against the house. And the snakes like to slither upside the house, too. So, anyway, I'm protecting the 2 felines who like to, once they get up from sleeping inside the house, they go outside and sleep outside the house. So, all right, there you go. Let's see here on the email, building fees. Kevin, an increase. Oh, building fees. Oh, it's addressed to Kevin. An increase in building fees. I don't want any city council member talking about affordable housing when they want to raise the cost of building a home. All right, well, remind them that next time they bring up affordable housing. That's the way it should be. You have the opportunity to do that. They're all readily, well, at least available for you to reach them one way or the other. And I don't know if they will respond. Okay, speaking of housing, here's something you might want to be aware of if you're not. Because, again, we tend to get a little bit, shall we say, lull during certain times of the year. As the weather warms up and so forth, we have Mother's Day, we have Father's Day, we have Easter, and of course we have our summer vacation and et cetera, et cetera. So we kind of forget things. However, The California Democrats want to impose a new property transfer tax. And it would charge you when you sell your house. And it would be a percentage. It's a transfer, a property transfer tax that would charge 5 to 6% on every home sale based on the sale price, not on your equity. Okay, so this could be $40,000 to $60,000 when you sell your house based on the average home price in California. They can never get enough money. And we need to educate and be aware and look on the propositions that will be coming our way. Now, luckily, the Reform California, they have gotten over 1.3 million signatures to hopefully thwart this. But the Democrats want more of your money. They are pouring millions of dollars into the campaign to defeat the Save Prop 13 initiative. That's why you need to maybe go to the Howard Jarvis or look it up to Save Prop 13 and do what you can, or at least get informed on this. Think about the value of your home, and if the Democrats get their way, 5 to 6% on your home sale, in addition to everything else, you know, the fees that you have to pay and et cetera. So be aware of that. That is extreme. That's a lot of money, because you're planning on that for a reason, for, you know, the reasons you may move or et cetera. But something, again, extremely important. Also, the DMV, it's back in the news. And this has to do with the questions that were asked about a basic question on the person who runs the DMV, because the DMV is starting to come under a little bit of fire here in the state. And the director, Steve Gordon, he appeared before the state lawmakers, and it was an uncomfortable informational hearing. He was asked a question on whether it's true that out of 56,000 collisions involving death or serious injury over the past 3 years, only about 3,300 had actually been investigated by the DMV to determine if those drivers could still have a license. He said he did not know the answer to the question. He could not answer the questions. So what that means is, in based on the numbers, that for every 100 crashes serious enough to kill or hospitalize someone, the DMV in the state of California apparently looked, they didn't necessarily look into the behind if the driver should be behind the wheel still driving. And many people in California with multiple drunk driving violations and collisions that killed people are still driving in the state. Not to mention the misuse of funds within the DMV. So at least the people in the state of California, the legislators, are looking into this instead of outside sources. Not yet, anyway. Maybe Nick Shirley will get in on this. But anyway, that's, again, more of your tax money and the people that we hire and so forth. And there you go. Now, it was about maybe a month ago that we had some walkouts here in and around Paso Robles at the high school and down the street here at the middle school, I guess it is. And, you know, we got that sad sack letter from that was released by Loftus on they would look into et cetera, because we've had people say that, look, these kids got some help. They got some help. Well, guess what they're doing in Clovis? Clovis Police Department, again, with this same issue happening over there, is considering charging adults with a crime, and that's under Section 272 of the California Penal Code, which forbids adults from inducing students into truancy. Now, again, this is still being investigated, but at least over in Clovis, the police department is investigating it. Well, we haven't heard anything back other than the initial release, as I mentioned, from the Paso Robles School District. So, again, something to think about of what we either we're not doing or don't want to do here in a darn near paradise. All righty, let's see here. Anything on the text that came in yet? Nope. Okay. Also, I got to remind you of this because it is coming up, and that's this Thursday. I mentioned it last week, but again, a reminder so you're not taken by surprise or maybe you've forgotten or you haven't heard. We are having a new board put into the facility here in where I'm sitting, and it's the main board for the radio station. And the station, well, there'll be a couple of, you know, ons and offs, but not very long because it's just moving some cords, replacing some cords. But we won't be able to take phone calls, or Karen won't be able to take phone calls on sound off this Thursday. However, you will be able to text your comments or your questions. So just keep that in mind as we get to Thursday. And again, that's tentatively scheduled. They're going to start some of the wiring tomorrow afternoon and then put in the new board on Thursday afternoon. And then Friday, Chris and I won't know what to do because we won't know how to use this board here. So, Chris, I'm counting on you to...
I don't know how much I can help.
Well...
It's a soundboard, not a computer.
Well, supposedly, I've seen it. Bill took, well, not, he brought it in, and he took pictures of everything here where it says, you know, where the different, you know, things are. Fox News, phone guests, phone line, phone caller, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, Robocart, main mic, news mic, and all these other things that are attached to it. And supposedly, they're supposed to be in the same place. It's just going to look different because it's a new board. And then also, because of technology, a lot of these things can be pre-programmed. So your mic would be able to come on automatically.
That'd be very nice.
Well, I know that. However, I am, because we have, folks try to visualize this, we have a box here. It's on top. It's on my right-hand side. And it's a audio, not an audio switch. It's an automatic switch. And it turns us from live studio to the computer automatically at certain times. At 6:05 in the morning, at 12:05 in the afternoon, at 7:05 on Saturdays. However, it has worked 99.9% of the time. It's that last percent that always worries me on if it's going to work or not. I guess it's similar to the, you know, our reliance on computer, that when it goes wrong, right? There's not much you can do about it. So anyway, it could be fun Friday. Just start hitting all these buttons and see what the heck happens. All right, let's see here. That's some other things that there is a, not necessarily a push from the political side, not yet anyway. And this is a suggestion from people outside of the political realm of things, is the FCC, that is the Federal Communications Commission, is it really need to be around anymore? Should the agency be disbanded? It's gotten really big, and it's gotten really expensive. And the FCC, just for those, it was established back in, 34, I think. And that was for the government to oversee and protect telephone monopolies. And that was also to manage the scarcity in the number of broadcasters. But those conditions obviously have long since evaporated. Even giving some of the rules and regulations, you know, we talk about with the FCC and, you know, you can't do this or you can't say that and so forth. And I'm not saying this is good necessarily. However, again, from my many years experience with it, I don't really know what the FCC does anymore. I understand there were issues with crossover deliberately with bandwidth of radio stations. I saw it done in Simi Valley. not in Simi Valley, in other words, a station in Thousand Oaks, where the guy would come in and he would raise the transmitter power because your station, you're licensed for X amount of power. He would come in and raise the power at the station there in Thousand Oaks. The reason why he did it, because his family lived in Simi Valley, and he wanted them to be able to hear that. That's illegal, and what it does is it interferes with somebody who may be near your bandwidth, and from time to time that does happen anyway because of natural things, or your also may be an indication that your equipment is starting to falter a little bit. We've had that happen, not a lot, but you know, a few times over the years. But other than that, I really don't know what the FCC, what we needed them for here. Let's see here. Kevin Will, murdering snakes. We have a lot of so-called rat snakes here in Texas. We were told they are great to have around to take care of rats, mice, etc. Well, one night I went out to lock up my chickens and found 5 rat snakes in the coop. I don't know if that's called a gang or a herd of snakes. They were eating my chicken eggs and even killed one of my younger chickens. Needless to say, they were doing everything except eating rats. So I had my husband murder every single one of them, and I don't feel a bit bad about it. We haven't had a herd of snakes since. Okay. Okay, well, I don't know if those rat snakes in Texas or whatever, if they're poisonous like the rattlesnake. Anyway, thanks for that, the snakes. Let's see here. It's time to exempt homeowners age 60 and over from property tax payments. The 60-plus Property Tax Exemption Act of 2026. Eligibility, age is the primary eligible criteria. Anyone registered to vote in California can sign this petition. You do not need to go to be 60 to sign it. What would that do to the tax revenue in the state of California? We don't have any money as it is. I mean, I wouldn't mind that at all. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Do you think that AI could potentially take over for the FCC?
Probably.
I was going to say, the problem with it is that I guess you would say bureaucracy would be the word. You would have less people doing the job, so therefore you would be hurting yourself by not hiring people, and or you wouldn't substantiate their jobs. So private sector would probably utilize it. Government sector, I don't think so. I think that there's, you know, you can't fire, you know, if you've got 30 people working on that board of FCC, you can't fire them, because then what are they going to do? What other jobs are they going to do?
Well, you know, I bring it up once in a while because Chris has to do the quarterly fees. I mean, not the quarterly fees. He has to fill out a quarterly report. And essentially, it's the same thing every 3 months or 4 months, isn't it, Chris?
Yeah, basically.
Basically. And would you consider it a waste of time? No, I'm serious.
Yes, I do.
It's a huge waste of time. And it's just, it's a repetitive type of form. Even the yearly forms that we have to send into the FCC, they're repetitive and they're not needed. Now, we have to do that because the FCC says so. And then we put it on our website. They don't put it on our website. Now, they may have somebody check it to make sure that we're crossing, you know, dotting the I's and crossing the T's. But what does it do?
Well, it substantiates somebody's job, for one, who's ever looking over that information, and then also it qualifies you for being compliant.
Okay. What if I'm not compliant? And because we have to, shall we say, our responsibility is to fill you know, certain, I guess, obligations to the public. And that means giving information. You know, you probably still hear on either Saturday or Sunday mornings, a music station, usually at 6 o'clock, they're going to have some interview about, you know, something in, you know, the public, saving snakes or whatever it is. They do that. It's a waste of time. If people want to get that information, they can either find it themselves or they will listen to a radio station that is more like a news talk station like ours. If I want music, I don't want to hear an interview about whatever it is, saving the geese or ducks or something like that.
That's part of that. Wouldn't that be part of their compliance? What they have to do?
Yes, they have to do that. And it's ridiculous. They do these. They're just token little things that they only do because they have to.
And I think you've just summed it up completely. It's ridiculous. There's a lot of things out there that are just ridiculous. But unfortunately, either you do or die. They'll pull the license. I mean, back in the day, the CB radios, remember the foot warmers they had there would increase their broadcasting power. You know, it's illegal to have those.
Yeah. Well, okay, so let's go to content quickly. You know, the FCC has, they're kind of vague rules, but you've heard the seven dirty words from George Carlin?
Yes.
All right. Now, again, given today's society, I may agree with that. However, if you are listening to a station and you're getting that type of language, you have a choice, don't you?
Yeah, you sure do.
Okay, so it should not be up to the FCC.
Right, exactly. If you don't like the content, that's why they have a channel changer.
That's right. But nope, everything is... you know, again, the more I see it and the more I see what they do, and particularly with technology, is they're not needed. They're really, well, maybe not 100%, because you're still going to have some people that will do the what I was talking about, raising the power and interfering with other stations. I can see a need for that. However, there's also a limited amount of bandwidth that's available. You can't make any more bandwidth.
I hear you.
And then maybe looking into the rules, into the backgrounds of people that purchase stations. I know that when I got this, they gave me a complete background check. It was, like one of those federal background checks. Okay.
And then Soros went and bought a bunch of stations, so didn't hear much about that, but...
No, and by the way, speaking of that, that went very quick, and it usually doesn't happen that fast. You know, for a small station, you know, such as ours, it took quite a bit to get, you know, do the paperwork and so forth and so on. But here's the other thing about that to show you the ineptness. So it's been over 20 years, the previous owner's name was still listed with the FCC. Now, we had to pay the attorney and, you know, all that other kind of stuff to do all this, and they never changed the name of the previous owner. It took about 15 years. Just, again, the government. So, all right, we're up.
Real quick. I sent you one from Archie Bunker. You'll enjoy it.
Okay, thank you. All right, we're going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The Passerable City Council will be holding a public hearing in its meeting tonight on updating city development service user fees. These fees are imposed by the city to recover costs on providing services that are not otherwise provided to those not paying the fee. This is the second phase of implementations for the council to consider, which will focus on building, planning, and development. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. San Luis Obispo County emergency crews responded to a report of potential hazardous materials at the Vitalant Blood Donation Center in San Luis Obispo at 4119 Broad Street. Yesterday morning, reports came in at about 9:42 a.m. of an unknown white powder at the blood bank, and the building was evacuated. Responders determined there was no threat to health or safety by noon. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today, highs in the low 90s, it's 49 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Sue Guzman. Rockets and at least five drones have been launched at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad early Tuesday from areas around the city. Smoke has been seen rising from the compound. Iran continuing to launch missiles and drones at its neighbors, striking airports and hotels across the Middle East. Israel launching new strikes on Tehran and against Iran-backed Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. The Israeli military also facing new incoming missiles from Iran. High-profile summit between the U.S. and China on hold for the time being because of the war in Iran.
President Trump says he's asking Chinese President Xi Jinping to delay a summit in Beijing set to start at the end of this month for at least one more month. The president says there's no tricks he's trying to play, and the Treasury Secretary says any postponement would not be a form of trade pressure.
Fox's Jared Halper and America's listening to Fox News.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822. 88-22.
8.5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice. KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
At the World Baseball Classic semifinals in Miami, Venezuela rallied past Italy 4-2, scoring three times in the seventh inning on three consecutive RBI singles with two outs by Ronald Acuna Jr., Mikel Garcia, and Luis Arraez. So that means tonight, it's Venezuela versus the U.S., one game to decide the WBC championship in Miami. NBA, the Spurs sank the Clippers 119-115 for their 50th win of the season. Luka Doncic had 36 to lead the Lakers over the Rockets. That's six straight wins for those LA guys. Hawks down the Magic for their 10th win in a row, a career-best 41 points for Nikhil Alexander-Walker. Celtics blocked out the Suns. Jaylen Brown scored 18 of his 41 points in the fourth quarter.
I approached the game the same, just physical, getting downhill, playing off 2 feet. They made the call tonight.
Warriors whacked the Wizards. That's 12 straight L's for DC. Bulls blew by the Grizzlies. Memphis has dropped 8 in a row. Blazers lit up the Nets, and the Pelicans powered past the Mavericks. The NCAA basketball tournament begins tonight with two of the first four games in Dayton. Two more games tomorrow night. Then the first round starts Thursday and Friday. Midwest 4-seed Alabama will take on Hofstra on Friday without guard Aiden Holloway after his arrest on felony drug charges. He was the Tide's number 2 scorer this season. The NIT for the best of the rest also tips off tonight. 8 games on campus sites and 8 more tomorrow. Hockey, the Penguins rocked the league-leading Avalanche 7-2, scoring 4 times in the first period. Evgeny Malkin with 2 of those as he returned from a 5-game suspension. The Red Wings used a 4-goal second period to douse the Flames, and the Mammoth scored 4 in the third to top the Stars. That's Tuesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical, Tascadero. They've been there since 1979. Lots of sunshine, low 90s. Generally clear tonight and overnight. Lows in the low 50s. And we'll do low 90s again on your Wednesday. And for Thursday, mid-90s. Friday, low 90s, mid-80s. Saturday, Sunday, mid-80s. Monday, mid-80s. And then low 80s a week from today, all sunshine. Today's UV index will be 7 up and down. 7:11 a.m. down, 7:12. Where are we at? We're at 49. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical. Quality glasses and frames from infants to adults.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They've got what you need. It's the most complete firearms trainer and supplier, and they have apparel for you as well. Checking in to see what varmints may be out there in the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound. Or in some cases, you step on them. Let's see here. Chris, oh man, I got one for you today.
Got a doozy today.
No, it stinks.
Okay.
All right. The shortest grammatical correct sentence in the English language are generally considered to be what?
One word?
Yep.
Yeah. It would just be, what?
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
What?
What? Or why, perhaps.
What's your answer?
My answer is what?
Okay. I'm not going to do who's on first for you. It's go or I am.
Oh, okay. So short also counting the number of letters. Got it.
One word imperative, two word sentence. These sentences are considered complete because they contain a subject for understood. Okay. Folks, you learn something new every day. No matter what it may be. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. Moving right along here for your trivia. And trivia is brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. They're open every single day. Well, it's a lot of brain search on today's because it's St. Patrick's Day. Okay, the leprechauns, according to folklore, leprechauns, they earned, I guess, their keep by, they would get gold. What was their occupation? The leprechauns. According to folklore, leprechauns are and earn their gold by doing this. What were they? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. You know nothing about the Irish, do you, Chris?
Not particularly.
I don't know much either, and I'm German-Irish. I could care less. Used to drive my nana, my grandma, Catherine Hogan. She was as Irish as they could be, and it was just, I guess, in the scheme of things in the Will family is to always kind of give her a hard time about the Irish part. She was good-natured about it, for the most part. Hi, good morning. Hello?
Hello, cobbler.
Yes, they were cobblers or shoemakers, I guess.
Right.
You probably remember a cobbler in your town when you grew up, didn't you?
No, I never did meet one.
You never did? You never went into one of those places where the guy had the little tacks in his mouth and he had the apron on and all that? Never?
Nope. I just remember going into Sears and looking at my feet through the radar machine. Remember that?
No, I don't remember that. So
that was back in the 50s.
Well, long before my time. All right, sir. May I have your name, please?
Larry Jones.
Larry, do you participate in St. Patrick's Day in any way?
Nope.
Not at all. You could care less about.
I don't drink.
Yeah. Okay. Well, do you like Reuben?
You have to drink if you do that.
Well, yeah, that's why the Irish are the Irish. well, do you like corned beef?
I love it. We're having it today.
There you go. So there is some Irish in you at least. All right. Larry, thank you so much, and happy St. Patrick's Day.
Well, thank you.
All right. Bye. Let's see here. What other stuff? Over 13 million pints of Guinness are consumed on St. Patrick's Day. How about that? Probably primarily, again, by the Irish. The first St. Patrick's Day in the United States was in St. Augustine, Florida. How about that, too? Of all places, you think of Florida, the Irish, don't you? Not just snakes. While legend says he drove snakes out of Ireland, scientists note the post-age Ireland likely never had snakes to begin with.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. Travelers in both directions of Highway 46 east of Chelan will encounter one-way reversing traffic control this week. Traffic control will begin tonight at 6 p.m. and go till 6 a.m. on Wednesday. Then it will once again be in effect at 6 p.m. on Wednesday through 6 a.m. Thursday. CHP has provided details of a fatal collision involving a Paso Robles man that took place in Wasco this weekend. On Saturday at about 2:30 a.m., a Wasco man was driving eastbound on the 46 when, for unknown reasons, he went head-on into the westbound lanes, crashing into the vehicle of 36-year-old Stanley Carbajal of Paso Robles. Both drivers were pronounced dead at the scene. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today, highs in the low 90s, it's 49 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
There are an estimated 80 million people worldwide who claim some Irish descent. And St. Patrick was born in Britain and was kidnapped by Irish raiders at 16 to work as a slave before escaping. Perhaps reparations. Two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso's Tile and Stone. They've got everything you need and more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.